ID me, Ray.
Yeah. We are back. This is Drive Time Radio on WJC 90.7 FM, Acra.
Yeah.
And we got some special guests in the building. Oh, man, they pulled up big. They pulled up heavy. We got the Scrapers in the building. We got Tyler in the building.
Wait. Hold on, nah.
Ooh, look at trophy.
Hold on, Ray. Ray.
What's
up? I love you, man. You know that. You my bro, man.
What happened?
But yo, Q Han said that you can't introduce them because you wasn't at the game. That's what Q Han said. He whispered that in my ear.
Oh, what, man? What, man?
Yo, Ray, listen. I'm going for you to introduce him.
Listen.
That's what he just said to me, dog.
If he think he can do a better job, he can try.
Ray, he said, and he said, you deserve a thugger.
Yeah, he did say he did.
I added the rest.
He did say deserve a thugger.
Ray, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to get that in there.
That's all right, Q. You want to do it?
Nah, you do it. You're the host.
We got the Scrapers in the building. The champion. The Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Championship Scrapers in the building. Knucklehead Malloy. We got Q Hands. We got our boy Tyler.
Yeah.
We got my man Ra.
Ramel, yeah.
Man, they bring the trophy in the building.
Yo, Rob been doing like a trophy
thing.
Listen, Rob was doing a trophy gathering around the whole town. Like, yesterday I seen him. And shout out to the mob. I seen him with pictures with that. I was feeling it. Like, it wasn't like a championship that was for the Scrapers. It was for our city, and it was for the family.
Absolutely.
And I respect it. But this is the direction I want to go. I got y'all all here. First, I want to talk about the amazing piece that our guest host that's sitting in Slay Diddy's seat that he wrote. He wrote two pieces. I read the one this morning. Tim, talk to me about your involvement and what made you say, because I'm sure a lot of people come to you and say, hey, man, can you write a story? I got a hopscotch tournament next week. Can you write a story? You know, but what made you say, yeah, I want to do this and do it the way you did?
These cats are representing Hudson first and foremost, so that's near and dear to my heart already. But Sean and Tyler got in touch with me as far as, like, you know, doing something as far as a story and pictures and everything, and hey, it's for Amir, so we said we got to do this. Let's do it upright. So if we're going to do it, let's do it right. And they gave me all the information I needed, and we just put it down in words.
You just went to work.
They did all the work. Okay. They gave me the story. So they deserve all the credit. They deserve all the work. We just published what they gave us, man. And they wrote it to the title, man.
Yeah, as you brought it back. As you said before, you know, anything in Hudson, you know, you're for.
Right.
But how's it feel? You know, these guys went out on a mission.
These guys
went on a mission, and they was able to complete their mission.
Yes,
you know
what
I'm saying? And bring it home. How's that feel for you as a reporter? I mean, as a writer, to be able to write about that.
Well, especially with local guys, that you want to see them do good. You know, whether it's a win or a loss, you want to see them perform well. And they did above and beyond. I mean, it was for a great cause, and they weren't going to take no for an answer. They brought it on home, and you got to give them credit for that. They absolutely deserve the clap for that, and then some.
I got a bunch of claps.
You know,
let me give them this one right here. They deserve it.
You know, I mean, it's pressure up there. You're not playing weak teams up there. I mean, there's players from all over the place that know how to play the game. So it's not like you're walking over, you know, any weak type teams. I mean, they're up there playing the best of the best, and they're beating them all. And they brought the title home.
Yeah, absolutely. What I want to do is I want to bring you guys up. Since we got Q and Sean here, I want to ask some questions. Like, you know, you guys started out in the C's. You know, I mean, you guys started, like, I think, what was the original team? I mean, was it Bombers or something like that?
We started as the Goons.
The Goons, like, right?
James Scott and Neff Dallas,
uh-huh.
They were the starters of that team.
Mm-hmm.
After the Goons, we split up, we went to different teams, and then Tyler brought the Scrapers in 2012, Ty?
In the mic.
Yeah, I think 2012, that was our first season as a team, as the Scrapers, as started our mission to get what we wanted. Took us a couple seasons, a couple semifinal losses, tough losses. I want to say we lost combined total semifinals by no more than 8 points.
It was no more than eight points.
But last spring, Tyler started the Savages, got their C championship. Congratulations, Ty, on that.
Yep.
We had the Scrapers. Big Week 7 game, Savages versus Scrapers.
Yeah, we were there.
Everybody remember that game.
Yeah, we were there.
Savages did what they had to do. We all moved up last fall. We played on the Thrashers. Wasn't our team. Wasn't a hometown team from Hudson. A couple of guys knew the guys from the Thrashers, so we all played with them. Just wasn't the same. So after that season, we came together, brought all our egos, put it to the side, did this for Mir.
Okay.
That was our main thing. Do what we had to do, get this championship for Amir. We finished it. We got our goal, got the championship. And, I mean, it feels amazing.
I want to ask you yourself, what did you have to do? Because you said everybody, and I want to ask each one of you. You said that you put your ego to the side. What did you have to do to contribute to this team? What did you do? I'm not saying wrong, but what part of you had to say, okay, I'm playing for Amir? What did you do different?
I mean, I just gave it my all. Gave it 200% every game.
Were there games before you were playing for Amir that maybe you didn't give your all?
There were games like playing for Amir and then playing for the Scrapers. It was two totally different teams, like two totally different mindsets going into the games. Like playing for Amir, I couldn't not give my all. Like I couldn't not like feel like I don't want to play. Like I had to give it all. I had to blood, sweat, tears, broke a hand, and do what I had to do.
Yeah. You had the cramps. I need y'all to do something for me. Actually, can all y'all get up here close? Come close, please. I know, Rod, you don't talk that much, but this one you're going to be willing to do. Everybody get to a mic. Everybody get in front of a mic. And today is Asia's birthday, right? And that's Slay Diddy's daughter. We all know her. So on the count of three, can we all, and she's listening in right now, can we all, does anybody want to sing? I mean, because if we got singers, Q, you look like an R&B superstar.
you look like you got about two notes.
You got them diamond earrings in his ear.
But if not, on the count of three, why don't we sing Happy Birthday? We could do that, right?
Yeah, we can sing it.
All right, listen, we're only going to go to not the how old are you. We're just going to go straight out. Let's get that ahead of time.
Okay,
all right. No, it's just going to be a cappella, dog. Acapella. We a group.
Come on.
Come on. It's Asia, dog. It's Asia.
Come on, Ray Lavender over there.
From the heart. It's Asia. Come on. All right, y'all ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Asia. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man. Yo, you know what? About to sign up,
Sean,
though.
You stole the show on that one.
I had a little R&B soprano days in my high school days, middle school days.
Yo, knucklehead tap dance for 2 seconds.
Happy birthday, Ace. All right, so listen, I want to go on, and Tyler, I want to talk to you. I want to ask you the same question. Matter of fact, Q, you sitting right here. Q, what did you have to do as far as putting your ego to the side? What did it take for you to do so that you could, so you guys could play together to be able to win this championship?
I really want to say, you know, put my ego to the side. Like, I've always been a team player, like, you know, from day one, whatever we got to do. But just as far as, like, to piggyback off what Sean said, this team was different from any other Scrapers team. We actually, you know, we had a great cause. We was doing it for, you know, and this was the deepest team we ever had so far as, like, playing time and stuff like that. If I did have to say something, you know, it was, you know, because we played – the whole game before. So, you know, just rotating and, you know, sitting back and letting other guys get in. We had young Ev was out there getting it in and, you know, stuff like that. But like I said, man, this is an amazing feeling. And to go off what Tim said, we actually, you know, we did work hard. Like, this is not it's a flag football league, but it's contact flag. You know, some people are like, oh, y'all want a flag? Like, nah, these dudes that's in college, dudes going to college, semi-pro players. So we really, you know, turned up for this, man, and we accomplished our goal, and it feels good.
We were very proud of you. Let me talk to Tyler.
You.
Yeah, bye. Yeah. So, Ty, you know, starting the team out with the Scrapers, then going to the Savages, and just let it be for the record, I was cheering for the Savages last year.
You was, yeah.
Yeah, I was the only one in the room.
The only one in the room.
And it wasn't not that I wasn't cheering for the Scrapers. I loved you both, but I just felt like there was a mission, and I just felt like Tyler was putting together a team because I was with the Scrapers for a while, and some of the things that you guys used to argue about was something like, you know, maybe playtime, like Q said, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if on that Savages team, if you guys were worried about the same thing. You guys were out there to play. But the one thing that I did do, and me, Slay, and Ray said, when you guys joined forces to go out and play in honor of Amir, I remember saying to all of you, I was like, do you understand what you're doing? Like, yeah. Before, you guys were doing it as a hobby. Now you're playing in someone's honor, and you have to live up to that. And it doesn't mean that you have to win every game, but it does mean that you have to conduct yourself like men, mm-hmm. and give 110%, which you did. Mm-hmm. And I always thought you guys were the most talented team. I've always said that. But I didn't think you guys knew how to gel. And the only game I saw this year was a championship game. And I was prouder than anything to watch y'all go out there and play football. You know, football. I watched that. Tyler, as the coach, and I know you gave the head coach the trophy to Rommel, and we'll talk to him in a second. We know that Rommel don't like to talk a lot. We're going to try to get some words out of him. You know, he talk a lot in 530 Freestyle, though. If we got good questions, he will talk. But one thing I want to ask you is, I think it was late in the second half, and there was a penalty down by their, I think it was either a holding or something like that, and you guys decided to take the down instead of taking the yards. And I was wondering, it wasn't a lot of time left. I was wondering, why'd you guys make that decision? It worked out for you, but what made you guys make that decision? Because it was a crucial time. You guys had momentum, but they was driving. You know, they were trying to drive. And mm-hmm. What made you make that decision?
When was this?
Second half. First half.
First half?
First half, yep.
When we got the pick?
Well, what happened is the clock ended up running out. Yeah, they had the ball back. They were down.
Listen, man, that game, man, honestly, I don't remember that play. My head was all over the place, man.
Mel, you remember Mel? You got to get to the mic, though.
But that's the thing, too. Also, I want to clarify that, too, with the coach of the year. To go off what they said about, you know, backing up and moving their ego to the side, because I coached the team. And then I left and then coached the Savages and came back this year not as the coach, because I was never the coach this year. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to clarify that. I don't know how I think I knew where it started, because I coached the team before, so people can put it as that. Like, oh, Tyler's back to the Scrapers, so obviously he's back in control. But that was never the case. It was always Rommel was the coach of the team.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I just wanted to put that out there, but.
Yeah, okay, you want it?
You're not
going to
get him to talk.
Yeah, give it to Q. I can't have that air, though. Yeah. Oh, well, Q remembered the play, so put Rommel right there. I want to ask Q about that play, because me Star, and Slay was like, why did you guys didn't take the down? You know what I'm saying? You took the down, but why didn't you take the yards? Because you would have backed them up to the half-inch line. And the defense, all right, you got it now? All right.
I'd rather take the down now being the coach, you know what I mean? Because taking half a yard is you're not doing nothing, really. You're going to be in the same spot. We still can do what we need to do. And now you take a down loss, now they got to work harder to get a first down.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you give them a first down and a half a yard loss, and they still in the same spot they were just in, but with a replay of down. Now we take the loss of down, and now it's hard work. Now you got to work harder. Yeah, defense.
I mean, it worked out for you, but I mean, at the time, I think the momentum was going good. I mean, Nev was playing excellent. The one guy I call him the X Factor, the field goal kicker. He was playing good, and I thought that you guys had him backed up where you had a rush that could go. I mean, Q finally got into his momentum. He got his mojo on, and the bad part about it, like Ray, let me tell you, this actually happened. So me, Slay, and Star standing there, and we said, yo, Q, we need a sack. So he looking, he hear us, he nod, he gets the sack, right, throws the flag down, but he won't look over at us. We trying to salute him. I'm screaming at him like, yo, Q, you better salute us. And then finally, after he don't get all his little pounds out, he came, he looked up at us. We like, but yo, all of us was very proud of y'all. And yeah, I mean, Rommel, your grandmother was there. I mean that right there, when we pulled up and see your grandmother there, we was like, yo, it's about to be popping. It's about to be popping. Grams is there. At any point in the season, you guys lost two games. At any point in the season, did you guys feel like maybe we bit off more than we can chew? I mean, moving from the C's to the B's, did you ever get down on yourself and say, maybe we can't do this?
No. It was what we were playing for, you know? I mean, when you playing for something, when you playing for, like,
hold on, man. Nah, come on, man. I don't even want
to say. Yeah, like Rommel said, playing for Amir, like, we lost two games, two close games, one to the Trojans week two. Mm-hmm. So that week, they scored, what was the score, 28-14. They scored a touchdown with 5 seconds left, and we had four people on defense. So it was a lot closer than the score would say it looked. But also, that was week two. We had our new quarterback, a corner and a safety, and our wide receiver all coming new to this team this year. So we had to really gel. Our second loss, we lost to Quack Attack. That was week eight or week seven, one of those weeks, the last week of the season. We were missing our quarterback that game. Mm-hmm. He had his baby shower, so he had to handle his business. You know, we only lost by 1 point. That was a close game. Physical game, but I personally didn't think we bit off more than we could chew. I knew Amir was going to lead us the way. He was on a 50-yard line every game.
Yep, I saw the chair. That was respect, too.
He wasn't there physically, unfortunately, but mentally he was always there, and we knew that. We felt the presence. We did what we had to do.
Uh-oh. Look out.
Oh, my. Slay Diddy in the building.
Just got real, ladies and gentlemen. Just got real. Slay Diddy has just entered the room. He ain't even supposed to be here right now.
He here? You know he had it planned already.
Yeah, you know he did.
He always be pulling up on us like that, making sure. Quarterback did a great job, actually, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a different style of game that you guys normally play. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. So you're moving up to the A's. Wait. Before we go to the A's, just please explain to me, like, and I wanted to talk to Rommel about this. And I want Rommel to come up. And, Sean, you stay by him because you know how he'll start talking and he'll just lead the mic and it'll be dead air.
Dead air and all that.
But I want to know, like, how Rommel feels inside. Just tell me, like, to be able to go out there and to do this for Amir. Like, how does that make you feel? Like, I mean, a lot of people set out to do things, like, you know. But to actually set out to do it and to get it done in the way you guys won, like, I remember the last time we had you in here, I think it was the week before the game, and I told you that I was watching your guys' game through Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And I said somebody gave this great speech about not asking for any calls and not talking to anyone, and it was Rommel. You know what I'm saying? And that was something that told me the maturity of you guys. So how does it feel? I didn't see you give one of those speeches that day. You guys beat them from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even close. Like, for real. Like,
nah, that was our revenge.
You guys beat them from beginning to end. Like, I just felt like right in the beginning when Nev got the pick, you know what I'm saying? Bam, bam, bam. They had the one guy, I think it was like Nev's counterpart.
But, yeah, J.O.
Yeah, but he couldn't get loose. I mean, Nev caught
him
the
on
board.
The clamps.
Nev caught the ball at the 50 and made two moves, and it was see you later, to the point where he was running backwards by the time he got into the end zone. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was not even close. And then Q Hands and the O-line and the D-line decided to say, okay, well, we want some sacks now, and we want to do our part. I was very upset with the Twins. Slay will tell you, I wanted to fire them both. I wanted them both off the team because they was nervous, it seemed like. They had butterfingers. But right when I wanted to get rid of them, he came up with a huge pick, and then him and LJ, the Twins and LJ look alike. It's like triplets. They like triplets out there, right? So what was the one play? I think they threw it to the guy that kicked the field goals, and he fumbled it. No, they threw it to Neb. Yeah, he threw it to Neb. He tipped it, and one of the triplets caught it and ran it in. And I said, Slade, man, I believe in the twins again. He said, nah, that was LJ. I said,
oh, yeah.
I said, all right. No, but the twins played great. They did play great. It just seemed like, you know, their heart was there. Had a couple of them in the breadbasket.
Yeah.
And it just didn't get them. But you guys were excellent, man. And I just want you guys to talk, like, exactly what it means to you to be able to win such an amazing game. I've never had an opportunity to play in a game like that. Like, I play for me. That's why I play in my city. Nah, but I never played, like, in someone's honor like you guys did.
That game, like, it's, to be honest, it's still so, like, surreal to me. It was probably the best team I ever played on. Funnest season I ever had playing flag. And, of course, for a great cause. Not only were we doing this for Amir, but we did it for the city. We brought the championship back to HUD. Which we wanted to do since 2012. But, I mean, it's just so surreal to me. I can't speak for everybody else. We champions.
Yeah.
Like, we the champions.
You're the champ.
And that's it.
Mel?
I just like to say, yo, from the gate, like, it wasn't no need for a motivational speech. You know, it was like, you know what I mean? Just step out there. We made it. We made it here. We ain't make it here for no reason, you know? You know what I mean? Just play for what's on the front of the jersey, and that's that. Win or lose, just long as you give 100%, that's all I care about. And then I didn't care about bringing the championship home. Nah, it wasn't. I mean, even if we didn't bring it home, I felt like they played their hearts out
for me.
You get me what I'm saying? Like, that's what's real for me. You know what I mean? It wasn't the championship. It was that everybody came together and actually did what they had to do to pull it away. You know? Like,
yeah.
As you know, former Scrapers, we get down on ourselves, bicker and argue amongst each other, you know.
Yeah.
Every game this season was just control, and everybody knew what the task was. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Ty, I'm going to fly around because I want to do 5:30. Slay here.
Yeah. You know, just like I said in an article, this was the best championship I've been a part of. I only had, you know, one other one, but this tops that by 1,000. Also want to give a shout out to AJ, Condi, Carlos, the twins, J-Dubs, Akil, Peabody, because we were low on people to play for the Scrapers, and for them
Matt
to
Johnson.
Come play with us and battle with us, and their brothers and their family to us, so I want to give them a shout out too.
Yeah, even though I was mad at the twins, they definitely could play. I know they can play. Q?
Yeah, for me, man, it's, you know, like I said from the beginning, we had a mission from day one. We came out and it was never no quit. I can actually say, you know, I didn't start off in this league on the Scrapers. I came to the Scrapers a year after it was started, and I ain't gonna lie, we had some fights. We fought other teams. We fought each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was there.
I got
pictures.
You know, but every season it progressed. And, you know, everybody matured. And I can honestly say this season, I can't recall one argument, man, one bicker, anything about playing time or nothing like that. It was always smooth from day one. And, you know, we accomplished our goal. And it feels great, man. I want to say I think I can speak for everybody. We appreciate the love too from the city.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, Vern, Slay, Ray, you know, that's love, Tim. Man. Tim, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for the articles. They're great.
Yo, I tell you, man, if I had to go back and I had to write a book or just even a paragraph, I would look at you guys and I would say, I watched you grow. I was a part of it and I watched you grow. But the one thing that I want you guys to always remember, that Sunday on that field in this whole season is when you guys mature to be men. And it's easy to sit here and say we put our differences aside for Amir, but it's hard to actually do that. And the way you guys played and the way you guys represented your city, the way you represented the Span family, the way you guys represented each other, I mean, all I could do is salute you. You probably won't hear me bickering with you guys no more because you guys get it now. I mean, because you got to think about it. you guys are the guys that me and Slay was actually trying to build to be mentors, to mentor the younger kids through the Scraper program.
Yeah.
You know, it meant a lot for us. And we knew that if you guys could ever believe in each other, that you have no problem mentoring the younger guys.
Yeah.
And sometimes y'all got mad at us. You know what? You might want to turn around and thank Slay. I said to Slay, I said, Slay, you know what? Remember that day when you had to go in on Malloy because the Giants was beating the 49ers? And you called Malloy a bum, and he was a terrible cornerback and all this. And then after that, Malloy started playing like a demon-possessed.
Man, I had to switch up my position this year. I had to play linebacker.
Bro, you was all over the place, man.
I had to.
Slay was like, look at him. Like, you was getting sacks. And I was like, normally that's Q's job.
Yeah, I had one before Q.
Yeah, he did, though.
Q was slacking a little bit. Had to get on there.
I hear Q got like 3 sacks in that game.
Yeah, but the
half?
Game was already over. Nah. Yo, Q rep. His daughter had Shot me rolling, fire. And your daughter was there, and I was walking by, and she was like, "Don't get mad now, cause y'all losing." And I was like, "That must be Q's daughter."
I gotta give the D line a shout out.
Yeah.
They made it so much easier for the secondary to play all year long. Like, they constant pressure on quarterbacks. Q, Ty, Matt, we had rotation out there. We had Kellard from Chatham on their D-line.
Yeah, it was just great, man.
We was a well-oiled machine, I could say. Offense, defense, special teams.
Huh? What? Are you going to talk to me? Yeah? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rick. This is what we hear, man. The season is over. You know, How many weeks since we picked to lose?
I don't even know.
They picked y'all to win the Super Bowl. I seen that. Ty did post that.
Yeah. They picked us to lose a lot.
A couple.
Well, I thought if they picked y'all to lose, they picked y'all to lose because y'all would beat yourself. And that's the thing about it. Once you start playing as a team, athletically, nobody can handle y'all. And y'all saw that.
Yeah.
But if you're bickering, you know.
All right. Shout out to my boy Fred Fitch, man. I told you week two. It's a long season, baby. It's a long season. Big up, though. That's my boy. But you know what? You see what it is, man.
All I got to say to the Trojans is put some respect on our names. We the champs.
Yeah, man.
They ain't gonna say it no more.